We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, joined here today by members of the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department, Teresa Mueller, Sydney Baker, and Alfonso Leyva, joining us here today. Of course, it's a busy time. You wouldn't think so much here during the colder months that the parks are busy, but you guys keep a nice calendar of activities going on throughout the year, regardless of the weather.
Absolutely. Always.
Yeah, it's good that we have such a good, vibrant parks and rec system here. And, you know, one way you keep that up here is planning. And I know that Alfonso is going to talk a little bit here about the Warner Park Master Plan. There's a lot going on with that.
Yeah, and a couple of weeks ago, Teresa wanted to do a poll on Facebook, if people have been to Warner Park. And it's a hidden gem. It really is. It's over in the southwest part of the city. It's 80 acres of acquired land that were through donations and purchased back in the 50s. Right now, it's largely undeveloped in a natural state, and so that's what a lot of people like is here within the city. You could have a taste of the Flint Hills.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I saw the name Warner Park here during the break. I'm like, where's Warner Park? I've heard of it, but I don't know that I've ever been to it. So I guess I'd be in the majority of that polling.
Yeah, absolutely. And the master plan started back in 2017. The last master plan that was created and passed was in 2002. Usually when you get around year 15, you want to take another look at what the future of the park is. And so for Warner Memorial Park in 2017, Parks and Rec Department sent out a survey to kind of gauge what the community wanted. And it was a lot of the same things that we heard back in 2002. And that was, natural trails, open space, not a whole lot of development. And that's what we heard this time around as well.
All right. Well, and that's interesting because I've heard a lot in the city commission meetings about proposals here. I don't know who's proposing what here, but one of them has been controversial. Disc golf has been brought up quite a bit.
Yeah. The nine-hole disc golf that is existing there now was constructed in 2010. A couple years after that, the disc golfers wanted to put in another nine to get a full 18-hole course. Rather than just giving them the okay, back then the park director mentioned that we had to go through the master plan process. And so that kind of pushed it back a couple years. And so that's where we're at now. This time around with the master plan process, what we heard from Park Board and from the City Commission is that they didn't want to see an 18-hole disc golf course at Warner Park. So they're going to leave the existing 9-hole course. We'll keep that there, but it won't be expanded as part of the master plan.
Gotcha. Speaking with Alfonso Leyva here about the Warner Park master plan, you've mentioned the community engagement here aspect of this whole thing. It takes quite a bit of time here. So you released the document in October, is that right?
Yeah, that was the master plan draft document. And I have it here, my own draft of it. It's like 50 pages. We go through and talk about the process that happens. The introduction, where is Warner Park, the history about it, what the existing features and conditions and uses are. The concept development that we went through throughout the master planning process, and then what's being proposed there for the master plan process. And so this is a document that's out on our website. It can be reached at mhkprd.com/Warner Memorial Park. And on that page, you can download the draft, and we'd like to hear for any comments. We are going to the park board tonight to present it for them, and then later this month, we'll be going to the City Commission to have them adopt this plan.
And that feedback's so important because this is used by the public. This is their park. It's not your park. It's our park.
Absolutely. And that's when we do the greatest planning for it is when we hear from the community what people want to see in the park. What are the current uses at the park. We went through a similar process with City Park last year, and that plan was adopted then as well. And there's a lot of we get a lot of feedback from the community, and that's always good.
All right, and again, those park board meetings, usually the part of the reason we do this in focus when we do is because it's the same day as the park board meeting. Those are public meetings open to anybody.
Absolutely. That's the first Monday of each month. Today, we're meeting at the, it's always at the city commission room at City Hall, 1101 Points. And today we'll be talking about Warner Park, and we'll also be touching on a new project that some community members want to see, and that's enhancements at the Arts in the Park stage. So we'll be covering that as well with the park board.
Okay, yeah, Arts in the Park is a very popular event.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, well, great. And again, that what time does that meeting start?
It's at 4:30.
4:30. Okay. Yep. Again, we're talking with Alfonso Leyva, Sydney Baker, Teresa Mueller here from the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department. As far as opportunities here for people to help out, when I've talked with Melissa in the past, especially in the summertime, I know a lot of jobs open up. What as far as opportunities here during the winter months, is that still a possibility?
For jobs, absolutely. We have a lot of jobs that are coming opening. You can check out our job openings at cityofmhk.com/jobs. We have sports. I think we have some sports positions opening. We have ice. Mm-hmm. We definitely have some ice rink positions open. Do we not?
Oh, no.
No, we don't.
Scratch that.
Scratch that. We don't have any ice rink jobs.
I hope not. We open in a week. No, we there's a lot with youth season. Sports and
youth sports.
Scorekeepers, yep. Officials. Always need officials. There's also, I think, a few others with youth sports and facility supervisors, things like that. Mm. We do take a lot of volunteers with youth sports, too. We always need coaches, people that want to get out there and get involved. It's also a good opportunity for, you know, college students or high school students that might need volunteer hours that we partner with. That way they can get involved with the kids and, you know, maybe get a little more hands-on with those younger crowds.
All right. And again, all that information is up on your website at
MHKPRD.com. And you can follow us on Facebook. We're trying to do a lot of fun events, fun posts, fun polls over on our Facebook page. So check, that's going to be over at Manhattan Parks and Rec, all spelled out one word. So definitely, if you haven't, like our Facebook page. You can also like the Manhattan Parks and Rec Aquatics page. Yeah. They are definitely looking for some followers. They have some follower goals to meet. But follow us. Follow us for sure. Prizes, giveaways, eventually maybe at some point. Good place to go. And send us messages. If you ever have anything and you can't get a hold of us, shoot us a message over on Facebook.
Well, Sydney, and I know we talk a lot about the ice rink here, but you also, as aquatics director, heavily involved with the swimming pools. What goes on during these months here at the pools when they're not open? A lot of maintenance?
We do a lot of winterizing with our facilities, so we've got our park staff out, and some of our coordinators are out on site making sure that everything's season-friendly. It takes a lot of antifreeze to make sure that our pools can open in the spring. We also do a lot of off-season training. That way we're prepared for when we start bringing on our staff in the spring. We're one of the largest hiring parts of our Parks and Rec department. I have nearly 200 seasonal employees every year just for water parks, so we have to make sure that all of them stay up to date on their certifications in the off season.
Do a lot of them carry over to the ice rink jobs, or maybe some?
We do. We get a few. It doesn't take nearly as many people to run the ice rink as it does to run our pools. So, you know, we have 3 to 5 people on a day versus the, you know, 60 plus people it takes a day for all three of our water parks. So ice rink's a little bit kinder to us. It's a nice little break in the season, but yeah.
Well, it's great. I you know, when I first moved here, I didn't even know that we had an ice rink, and it looks like it's in an old fire station. Is that kind of what it is?
It's not. It's actually a new construction. It's in the Weefald Pavilion. It was built in, I believe, 2009.
Within the last 10 years.
Yep. So that in the off season, when it's not used as a rink, is used as a pavilion. People can rent that out. We use it for special events. All of the garage doors open. It's pretty cool. And currently, my staff takes it over, and we fill it with ice, and so then everybody gets to come in and skate.
And so leading up to that, with the grand opening next week, we have a phone call. I'll get to my point here in just a minute. Let's get to the question here from a caller. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Good morning, Aaron. Yes, go ahead.
You say there you have an interim director there. Does that mean we have a vacancy in the Parks Department? Is that how I construe that?
We have an interim community relations officer. It's our marketing person, per se.
Marketing.
Yeah. So Teresa is currently our interim marketing connection.
All right. That the question? All right. And I guess maybe the explanation here is Melissa Kirkwood, she's taking on more of a role with the Sunset Zoo.
Yep, Melissa Kirkwood moved over to Sunset Zoo. She is their communications director. I don't know her exact position over there. And I have been at Parks and Recreation for almost 2 years now in a graphic design special events position. So when she left, I took over. And they will open the job eventually. That's all I know. That's all the details. Yeah. Yeah. I just know it's me right now. I'm doing the job. Yeah.
Well, you're doing a great job.
It's me. So if you have questions, contact me.
All righty. Well, and kind of what I was getting to before we took the call here is just kind of the preparations go into the setting up the ice rink. You have a lot of water you got to fill in there. I've never set up an ice rink before, so I don't know how the process works.
It's pretty cool. Our ice rink, the pavilion was built with the chillers under the floor. So underneath the concrete is some serious glycol running systems that just, you know, freezes everything. So we kick those on, and then we've got our awesome parks crew that comes out. We've got to set up all the walls. The walls were all built by our parks crew, so the ice rink was actually designed in-house. And then the biggest sheet of plastic you've ever seen in your entire life goes in, and we start filling it with water. It's pretty crazy. We had it up and filling on day one, and by the fourth day, we've got solid ice. So we're just kind of maintaining it right now to make sure that it's in good state for next week for opening, and we'll start staff training this week. So it's pretty cool.
Do you have a Zamboni?
We don't.
No?
Those are actually pretty expensive.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I can imagine. They're big. Our ice rink isn't, you know, a full-size rink. It's a half sheet. So we do a lot of our ice maintenance by hand. We've got some pretty cool seasonals that go out and do it all. We've got a little ice wand, and it's fun.
Well, I did not know that. I was going to say, it was going to lead me to my next question, who gets to drive the Zamboni? But
if we ever get one, it's going to be me.
Well, great. And just remind us again, for those maybe just tuning in, when is the grand opening again for the ice rink?
Grand opening this season is next Monday, November 11th. We open at 1 p.m.
All right, which is convenient because so many activities are going on the 11th, with it being Veterans Day, the parade's going on. So yeah. What better way to celebrate? You're already off work or out of school maybe at that time. Head on over to the ice rink.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great time. All right. Well, again, 9:55 here. We're talking with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. Anything else as far as activities you guys have coming up that you want to highlight?
Well, our new activity guide is going to be coming out, our winter-spring activity guide that's going to highlight January through April, the 2020 season. That's going to be coming out in the next, probably the next couple weeks. We'll get it out to the public. We'll get it on our website, and we'll get it out on social media. And then we're going to print some of those copies. Those will be available in our office. And that's going to have everything we have going on within Parks and Recreation, but also at the Discovery Center and Sunset Zoo, the ice rink. And we'll have some things in there about parks and some new initiatives that we have coming up in 2020. And you can check that. Again, that'll be online at mhkprd.com or on our Facebook page.
I know people really look forward to those activity guides. And having the physical copies, you can pick those up probably at your office?
You can pick those up at our office. The library will have some. Where else do we put those out? The library?
Do we not have some at the zoo and Discovery Center?
The zoo, yeah. Discovery Center. We'll have them at all of our major facilities for the public if you actually want that print publication.
All right. And I see that the Discovery Center, by the way, for Veterans Day, I'm just looking at your calendar here, we'll be having celebrations for veterans. Is it free entry for veterans that day?
I don't remember what. There was... I'm not sure.
It looks...
I'm new here.
Sorry. Sure. It does look like free admission for active duty
for
military
active
members.
Active duty ID card holders.
Veterans, their families, and Gold Star families. So That'll be a great opportunity. And the Discovery Center, if you haven't been yet, great place with a lot of – I always like to highlight the outdoor stuff that's going up the side of the building there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
and I hear that they're doing some sort of edible plant exhibit. My kid's on his way to go see that sometime this week. He's excited.
The Zoo and You exhibit's pretty cool. Zoo and You, yeah. Pretty cool.
All right. Again, the park board meeting tonight, 4:30, City Hall, and you can check that out. If you have any questions, of course, you can contact them. The MHKPRD.com is the website here for Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We're about out of time here. Anything else before we let you go?
I would just say, again, go to our Facebook page. We're looking at some new specials and pricing initiatives here in the next week or so that we'll start releasing once we start opening facilities, so stay tuned.
Yep, Facebook, Manhattan Parks and Rec. Check it out.
Okay. Alfonso Leyva, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
I appreciate Sydney Baker coming in, telling us about the ice cream. That sounds exciting.
I'm excited.
And Teresa Mueller, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it here for this edition of In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, Election Day. We'll be talking, well, a lot about election, but we'll also have a Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson, City Manager Ron Fear in studio as they normally come in to preview tomorrow's City Commission meeting. I'm Brandon Peoples. Stay tuned. We'll have the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation Hour next with Dave Lewis on News Radio KMAN.